the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have to share with you there. Give them away. And those other talk show hosts do not. They charge you, most of them do, for their websites. You probably get more for free than you'll pay for at some of those other talk show host websites. See it for yourself. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go and start out tonight by going to the phones and to Lord Keynes, who is calling from beyond the grave. Lord Keynes, you're on Free Talk Live. Lord Keynes, going once. Lord Keynes.
Hello.
Maynard.
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
Yes, I am. I'm very much here.
You are on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. It's nice to talk to you guys again. Sorry I had to cut out last time.
The connection, it's a little rough through the celestial witherings or whatever.
Ether. To be honest, I'm not sure how it works.
How a government can print money out of thin air and stimulate the economy either.
You guys, I've noticed recently you guys are working on doing segues. You're doing very good at it. It's quite a good attempt.
Thank you.
Yes. So let me explain how the monetary supply works in a Keynesian economic model. We have to understand that it is just a representation, just a medium of exchange. It doesn't create value.
That's right. Value is
in the products and services. This as much the Austrian economists understand. And so everybody who holds both Federal Reserve notes or any fiat currency and owns assets is creating the value for those currencies on the assets that they own. It's their capital. As is used in capitalism.
Right.
And so as long as more capital is being created, we can create more notes in order to represent that new capital. And while if the United States was a closed system and the only one using the Federal Reserve notes, we would have massive inflation at this point.
That's true.
What's actually happening and what you don't know about the backroom deals of the Federal Reserve that I do know about because I'm a ghost, is that they are actually taking those newly created Federal Reserve notes and loaning them out en masse to other nations. What this actually does is puts that fiat currency, now follow along with me, it puts that fiat currency into the foreign nation's hands, which in essence makes their capital part of the entire fiat currency system.
I see what you're saying. I have a concern, though. Can I just call you Maynard?
Sure. Well, it's okay. My middle name. You can call me John.
Okay, it's John Maynard. All right. Well, I like Maynard, though. It's kind of fun. It's a little out of style.
Okay.
Now, when people create capital and the Federal Reserve creates pieces of paper to represent that capital, now the folks that are creating capital are taking raw goods and mixing it with their labor in order to make something of value. Now, when the Federal Reserve creates pieces of paper that represent that value, don't they essentially co-opt some or all of the value that that person created by adding more pieces of paper to the marketplace?
Definitely, but the other person isn't aware of it. It's just like
right.
You said. I'll give you that according to your moral philosophy, it's completely wrong. I am concerned with the happiness and well-being of people, whereas you are concerned with some kind of ethereal rights theory, spotting out.
The happiness and well-being of which people? The bankers and government guys and their connected corporate contractors?
This is the crux, and this is what you fail to see. And please listen.
Before you go on with your lecture, John, I'd appreciate it if you could answer my question.
Yes. It's the well-being of more people. It's the greatest number of people experience the greatest amount of happiness through the use of Keynesianism. The critical mistake in your belief, and I understand where you guys are coming from. With your Austrian economist and your libertarianism, you assume that the majority of people are rational, intelligent, inquisitive beings like yourself. Most people don't know. They don't care. they want to wake up, they want to go to their job, they just react to the incentives directly in front of them. They're not looking at a big picture. And, you know, the sad and terrible tragedy...
So that makes it okay to steal from them? Is that what you're saying?
It's for their own good.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, when you're talking about incentives, and I think incentives are very important, but when you take some or all, and I'm going to only assume it's some of the value of people's capital, the things that they've created through the inflation of the currency, the inflation of the fiat currency, doesn't that disincentivize the creation of new value, new capital?
Only people who are awake enough, who are awake enough to see what's happening. Somehow, and this is what I will never understand about Austrians, you're awake enough to see what's happening, but not awake enough to use it to your advantage. What you need to realize is that those who are subjugated deserve to be subjugated. It is their lot in life. And what's beautiful now is that we have a liquid class structure so that peasants, like yourself, can actually move up to the rank of lords and kings by utilizing that great big-picture mind that you have. What you need to do is stop carrying the load for the fools who do not matter of it, and begin.
I'm really curious how one does this. I mean, you know, like, do you make more money, or do you have to give up what you love and go to work for the government?
I don't know what he said there, but his connection always seems to end in a very strange strange manner.
It's a ghost, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're weird. You know, he does a very good John Maynard Keynes.
It's a very snooty perspective. You know, this is the perspective that those creating the money and the running the government are your betters, and everybody else is just, you know, nothing more than dogs and sheep, and that it's totally okay to you know, extract wealth from them without their knowledge because they're too stupid or ignorant to be aware of it. And there really are people that think like him.
Well, there's called central planners. I mean, yeah. Keynes just gave the central planners something that works a little bit. I mean, it works to some extent. There's no doubt. I mean, one can't say that Keynesian economics doesn't work. It does.
Well, it works at transferring wealth from everybody else to the people who are running the system.
I think that you can infuse with a little bit of elasticity in the in money. There are times when you can jumpstart the economy. But at some point or another, it's like a shot of liquor. And when your economy keeps on taking shots of liquor, pretty soon your economy is an alcoholic. And at this point, our economy is not only an alcoholic, it's lying in its own vomit. And it's so drunk, it has no idea that that's what's occurring.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome, 855-450-FREE. By the way, joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian here.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Brad Jardis joining us from the North Country of New Hampshire.
I have come down from above.
Yep, 2 hour some drive to get here. Appreciate you coming out tonight. Let's continue with
your
calls.
Unlike Ian's, who came up from below.
Let's go to Steve, listening in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. So I have a shocker for you. You know, the U.S. Department of State lies.
Well, no.
You know that or not, but it does. It lies.
Everything it says is a lie, or just some of the things it says is a lie, are lies?
Yeah, well, some of the stuff, and I might be working on old information. I haven't checked this in a while, but there was a conversation today, and I thought it might make a good call. A few years ago on the State Department's website, They had a list of all the different countries and how dangerous or safe it is for Americans to be there. And I can hear the music.
Yeah, very good. Stand by. We'll talk about Yemen here in a moment. Safety around the world for people from the U.S. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Then coming up, an update on the story from Orlando with a guy that was facing serious fines, possibly the loss of his home for growing a garden in his front yard. We'll give you the latest on that story. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. One of them is our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see them there. In fact, I asked the question on Facebook last night on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Do you think the Shrine of Female Listeners should continue? And the reason I ask is because a strange thing, like the Shrine of Female Listeners was the most popular when we were a local show.
Yeah.
We had no shortage of submissions at that time. It became, it's sort of just over the years, over the last decade, basically, that it's been around, the Shrine has kind of just tapered off. Even though we've had more commercial success than ever and are on over 100 radio stations, and certainly the podcast online, we've got more listeners now than we had 10 years ago, we just don't have the same level of participation in the Shrine of Female Listeners. And so I'd ask the question, you know, has the Shrine of Female Listeners, has it reached its goal? I mean, has it done what it originally intended to do, is show that, hey, women do listen to talk radio, and specifically this radio program, which is kind of the original idea behind the Shrine of Female Listeners. And the last, we just had a new submission within the last couple weeks, but Lauren, and she's there on the validated section of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com, but she's the first submission we've had in 7 months. So that says to me people aren't interested in at least being part
of
the Shrine.
What about visits to the page?
It's, you know, it's still in the top 10 on the website. It's certainly not the number one page.
You know, what I would do is let it languish. I would put, you know, put up, you know, the submission thing and just don't do much about it. If people want to go see it, they should be able to go see it. You don't have to do any promos for it.
Yeah, definitely keep it.
No, I wasn't going to say get rid of it. I was just asking, you know, should it be retired? You know, should it be closed down, or should we just keep it going and just every now and then whenever somebody comes in? I mean, I don't have a problem continuing
What's
to do
it. What's the
cost? Nothing. Just, you know, it just sounds, I guess it doesn't look that great, you know, when it hasn't changed in 7 months. So maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe. I don't know. That's why I asked you over at Facebook. If you want to respond to the poll, you're welcome to do so. It's one of those polls where you can add whatever response you want to it or select one of the ones that already exists.
I'm going to type in coleslaw.
What about, like, giving some sort of incentive to send in a picture, like a free bumper sticker?
We already give away free bumper stickers to anyone that wants one.
Yeah, two free bumper stickers?
Yeah, it's there. I don't know. I feel just kind of like, ambivalent about it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Apparently, some of our listeners would like the Shrine of Mark without a shirt instead of the Shrine of Female Listeners. But let's go back to Steve. He's listening in North Dakota. Steve, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us something about people's from the U.S. and their safety around the world.
Right. Well, the U.S. State Department has or had, I haven't checked in a few years, but this was relevant to a conversation we had today at work. The U.S. State Department on their website has a section in which it talks about the various countries in the world and how safe it is for Americans to be there. And a few years ago, I found myself looking at a possible job in Yemen. And so I looked on Yemen. I looked up Yemen on the State Department website because I was sort of, you know, a little bit into government back then. And it said that, well, it's not really the safest place for Americans. It's not the most dangerous. But they said there was one incident where on a American oil rig over there, some guy went crazy with a gun and started shooting people, and they categorized this as a terrorist attack. And, you know, they were saying that, you know, this kind of shows that, yeah, it can be a dangerous place for Americans. Well, turns out I got a job with that company, but I didn't get put in Yemen. However, I did meet some of the guys who were on that rig when that happened. It was an oil drilling rig. When that happened, turns out what it was one of the guys that got shot at, I actually talked to him. He was a Canadian guy. He wasn't even American, which the State Department didn't say that. They made it sound like it was Americans that got shot at. And as I got to know this guy, I kind of realized why he got shot at, because he was the biggest jerk ever. And I want to use another word, but I don't want you guys to get in trouble with the FCC. He was a bully. He was terrible. He treated the workers like dogs, his underlings. He treated them like dogs. And what it was this guy got tired of getting, he was a Yemeni guy. He got tired of getting bullied, tired of getting treated like crap, tired of, you know, getting treated like a dog. He brought a gun out there, and he was going to shoot the people that were treating him in this way. It had nothing to do with Islam versus Christianity, East versus West, America versus Yemen. apple pie versus, you know, pot or whatever they have over there.
It's just a hand-picked incident that the State Department used to justify its wish that Americans not go to Yemen.
You got it. They put on there, the way it read, and I, you know, it's been years since I've checked, but the way it read was like, you know, yeah, you can go over there, but gosh, you just better beware that you could get shot at, you know, for being an American. And it wasn't even Americans that got shot at. They were
Canadian. Right. It was a Canadian jerk.
Yeah, it was, and I mean, when I say jerk, let me tell you, the last fight I got into was 1990, and I almost got in a fight with this guy.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah, right. But what I'm saying is that I'm a very calm person. He has to push me a lot, and he pushed me so that for the first time in 20 years, I almost got in the fight. So.
Interesting. I appreciate you shining some light on that issue. Anything else you wanted to share tonight?
One thing, since Brad's there, I didn't know he was going to be there. In the next state over from where I am right now, it's illegal to text. And if you get pulled over for weaving, the cops will... First thing they will ask, after they ask for your driver's license, is they'll say, let me see your cell phone, because they want to see if you were texting within the last whatever few minutes.
Sounds to me like they're asking for a consensual search.
Exactly what they're asking.
I think my response would be, yeah, you can see my cell phone if you have a warrant. If you have a search warrant. Would that be the appropriate response, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, anything that the police have to do to manipulate an object, or certainly they're going to have to press buttons on your phone in order to pull up your recent messages, that's all considered a search. One thing, though, if you do get arrested, the police can search you after getting arrested, and then if they find that you had been texting, they can certainly use that against you. But I would never give up.
Let's say they arrest you. And then they get to search you at that point, and you've got a password on your phone. So you power it on, and there's the password option to get in.
Yeah.
Can they then coerce you into revealing your password?
Probably not.
So that's something to consider. It never hurts to have a little bit of extra security.
I'm under a great deal of stress right now, officer, and I just can't remember my password.
Yeah. What's your password? I don't recall.
Every time my hands are stuck together with metal objects, I can't remember a hat.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate the talk. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Growing a garden. The man was facing a loss of his home in Orlando over it. He had a 25-by-25-foot vegetable garden in his front yard, and he still does. We'll give you the update on what's going on with the city bureaucrats there and their threats. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you there. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006, and even beyond that now to our very first two seasons. You can go to freetalklive.com, just click into the archives section, or go to archives.freetalklive.com. Alternately, we also have our SoundCloud page, which allows you to share any episode of Free Talk Live easily on your Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you enjoy sharing things socially networking-wise. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. So, tell me about the Free State Project, Mark.
Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. Once they're there, they will do whatever it is they want to do, whether it's writing letters to the editor, or participating in the judicial system in some way, or becoming a politician, or some kind of civil disobedience, creating media, whatever it is that they might do, they will do whatever they can to create a government whose maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Maybe government's not the right word, but they will do that. And you can go find out more at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. And there's a lot of talk about secession going on in the country right now. And I'm not saying the Free State Project is a secession organization, but people want secession so that they can have more freedom in most cases. If you really want that to work, you're going to have to get together with other people that want that, because chances are good in whatever state you are, and even in Texas, that the majority of people aren't really for it. So you need to get into a place where people who believe in the ideas of liberty are concentrated, and that's what the Free State Project is about. Freestateproject.org.
Let's continue here and go to your phone calls. Aaron is in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark.
Hi, I was just calling in regard to, partly the caller you had yesterday, but the Cato Institute has some really good stuff on the Austrian economics versus Keynesianism, and I assume your caller earlier was kind of in jest. But as far as...
No, he was really calling from beyond the grave. You didn't believe him?
Anyways, there's a lot of people out there in your show that call themselves anarchists, and I have a little trouble with this term because it means against government. Which, if you're completely against government, then you don't even govern yourself. As the Cato Institute scholar pointed out, this would more accurately be called autarchy. Possibly if you were to have self-governance and you believe that no one should be able to govern you except for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a fine term. I'm an autoarchist. At least then it doesn't have that exact same nasty flavor that anarchist does.
This right. If you tell somebody, you know, I would rather have a term with zero baggage that somebody, that you have to describe to someone, mm-hmm. than to have a term that has, bad baggage that you have to sort of undo.
I always thought anarchy meant rules, but just no rulers.
I never thought that at all, and I don't think that the mainstream media talks about it. I know that some people will talk about it that way, that they'll say that one doesn't need to have a government to have laws, or, you know, these kind of terminologies here, but, it's kind of mixing terms.
Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess "and" means against and government, so traditionally people, like you said, would be throwing bombs at the government or trying to blow up the government, whatever the government is. Down to the government, and to attach yourself to that, I think I agree with you guys, is a wrong attitude.
Indeed, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, the story is out of College Park, Florida, which is probably a suburb of Orlando, because the headline here says that Orlando, the city of Orlando, has allowed the man to keep his front yard vegetable garden. Ah, our betters in the city of Orlando have granted the man his wish to be able to grow his own food. Aren't they just splendid?
It must be a blight on an entire neighborhood now.
Well, that was the original suggestion from code enforcement in College Park, was that this was a violation of the city's landscape code, and that he must either stop his garden and undo it, and or face something like $300 a day fines for doing so. However, he stood firm, and now there's an update on the story. A College Park man's garden will continue to grow in his front yard after the city of Orlando was inundated with emails following a local sick story that generated national headlines. And that's the source here, is clickorlando.com. The city of Orlando received hundreds of emails that focused on Jason Helvingson's 25 by 25 foot front yard vegetable garden in College Park, and now the city has decided not to pursue a violation against him. Instead, city officials said they're trying to work out a solution which could result in a change in the city's landscaping codes. John Ippel, the city's sustainability director, said, quote, what an ironic title for the guy who's going after the dude with the garden. He's a sustainability director.
It's funny.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Quote, the times are changing quicker than our codes can adapt, and so we're certainly looking at this as an opportunity to look at what the new standards should be, said John Ippel. Helvingson's front yard garden first gained national attention last week when he petitioned the city to keep his garden. The city's landscape code never considered front yard food production, which raises concerns from aesthetics to storm runoff. If there's just bare land and it rains, then that soil's going to wash into the streets and therefore go into the lake. And that causes water quality issues for our lakes, said the bureaucrat. Focus groups will discuss the city's landscaping codes in the coming months to see
Focus groups. They're going to take some residents of the city of Orlando and kind of ask them some questions.
How should we allow you to do what you want to do if we feel like we should want to allow you those things? What should you be allowed to do that you can't do today? And under what conditions? Because I think this story is a blow-off. And then let me explain what I mean by that. The news is, hey, the guy gets to keep his garden. And so they're going to figure that that's, you know, the government guys are going to figure, okay, well, that this will be the end of the news cycle. They're not going to come back around, and they're not going to do a follow-up story on this. So we'll make it look like we're going to change our codes, and maybe we will change our codes, but we'll make it so this guy will still have to jump through some hoops, because if we don't get him to jump through hoops, then he won't think that we own him. And ultimately, even though when they're done reviewing their codes, they'll likely come out with some sort of code maybe allowing him to have his garden, but put requirements on it. Well, you can have a garden in your front yard, but you have to do X, Y, and Z to it. It needs to have a barrier surrounding it that is, you know, 6 inches high and made of wood. You know, they'll come up with something.
Yep.
They'll come up with something to just shove down this guy's throat.
It has to comport with the master plan.
Yeah, and that's if they actually do end up revising their codes. They may not. This may just be a temporary slowdown in the enforcement process.
You know, a focus group just seems so stupid to me on this. I mean, if you want to find out if the people of Orlando or City College Park, I'm not 100% sure if College Park's just a district or what it is. If you want to know if those people want to be able to grow gardens, want people able to grow gardens, not that everybody would have to do such a thing, just ask them in a referendum. Mm-hmm. You know, put a vote out there and ask people what they want to do.
Well, I recently ran for office up in Coos County, New Hampshire, and when I was running, I met somebody who had just opened a little vegetable garden for her family to raise some money, and local code enforcement came around and told her it was too close to the road. Now, I mean, there are other places that are close to the road, but for some reason, this one particular family was targeted,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're in this particular context, we're talking about a county that is completely detached from the rest of the state, that completely relies on transportation for food. And when the government enforces these things in certain, you know, pretty much all situations, it's creating a dangerous situation because people can't grow their own food.
Sure.
So what if there's a natural disaster? It just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Well, it doesn't have to make sense. There's somebody who has decided these things, and they know better. They are your betters, and they will make choices for you and the property that you think you own. Luckily, this guy seems pretty steadfast. Mr. Hovingston said that he will allow. He says, you can take my house before you can take my vegetable garden. And so we'll see how this ends up turning out. Hopefully, we'll continue to hear updates. Local 6 News does claim that they will continue to cover the story. 855-450-FREE, so he's not going to be forced to remove it at this time. No fines have been issued yet. More coming up. You can tell us your story with code enforcement.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you there. And if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live. Shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also a few other things that you can get into from shop.freetalklive.com, like Newegg. But Amazon's the best cut for Free Talk Live as far as the amount of the percentage of the sale price or the total price that goes to us. It's the best with the Amazon deal. So
I don't care about the largest percentage. I just want the cut on whatever you're buying online. So I think Newegg's just fine.
Newegg's fine, but if you can get the same product at Amazon, then we'll get more of it. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon link that is right for you, and then just get your shopping done. Maybe you're looking to buy some stuff for a loved one for the holiday season or just something that you want for you. You're going to get the same great Amazon prices and huge selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the total sale. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. John's in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to respond to Mark's comment that Keynesianism kind of works. And I would say yes and no. It kind of works as an economic theory, and it's a total disaster as a government policy.
Yeah, I think it's in the long term it is. I think that it, in the short term, you can point to enough instances, though, that people are, if something works half the time, you're liable to try it.
Sure. But the fundamental problem with the policy is that Keynes, like so many other experts or policy wonks, they see a way to solve a particular problem, and then they say, well, since this is how you solve it, we'll just give it to government, and then that's what will happen. But instead, I mean, the real problem is handing this power over to bureaucrats who have no skin in the game and, who can just loot, who can ultimately have the incentive to loot the system. If we had a private banking system with private competing banks, it wouldn't be that big a problem if some of them printed money because they'd be regulated by the market. But these bureaucrats are not regulated by the market. They have a totally different incentive structure.
And as I understand it, Keynesianism, to some extent, dictates that during the times of plenty, obviously we're not in one of those right now, that government is supposed to be paying down its debt.
Supposed to suck the money back in after making kind of a bridge loan to people who are fundamentally sound but are kind of in a debt trap. They're supposed to make a bridge loan and then suck the money back so they haven't ultimately stolen the money from anyone. But that's never what happens. They never
ever. And that's not Keynesianism either.
Yeah, Well, yeah.
But it's just the natural outcropping.
You know, they, politicians find way to funnel the money to, you know, favorite parties, and, you know, and people profit off of it. And they don't, they're not going to get, you know, they're not going to get fired, or they're not going to have to, you know, pay the losses the way a private bank would ultimately have to pay the losses.
Yeah, I have to agree, and that's really what it comes down to.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, John. Anything else you want to comment on?
No, that's it for tonight. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mexican President Felipe Calderon says the legalization of marijuana for recreational use in two states in the U.S. limits that country's moral authority to ask other nations to combat or restrict illegal drug trafficking. This is according to the Washington Post. Calderon says the legalization of marijuana in Washington and Colorado represents a fundamental change that requires the rethinking of public policy in the entire Western Hemisphere.
When he says Western Hemisphere, he really means the United States, because the United States basically dictates to the other countries. The United States is the big consumer of anything that might come out of your country, so that's important. It also hands out money, you know, and little gifts. It's like Grandpa coming into at Christmas time. It gives all the kids something nice, and you got to do what Grandpa says. And that's really what it all comes down to, is the United States basically dictates to all these countries, and by countries I mean their governments. You know, the people of those countries rarely get any of this good stuff. If the United States gives you a whole bunch of money to build a special forces wing to combat drugs that you can then, you know, kill your citizens with or whatever if you need to, that doesn't really benefit the citizen.
One big problem that the United States has with relations with other countries, as far as the federal government is concerned, is the system of federalism that exists in the United States, because there are 50 plus, you know, there are, you know, a few non-states like Puerto Rico and the Northern Mariana Islands, but there are these 50-plus governments that have their own rules, and the federal government itself interacts with the world, and it has its own rules, and there's nothing the federal government can do about the fact that states are decriminalizing, and it just has to live with it. And
well, they're going to probably try to sue them, I'd imagine, but I don't know.
Well, they can't, because states are sovereign governments, and the federal government can't sue their way into compliance with the state.
Let me ask you this, Brad. I mean, so you're probably the biggest legal expert we have on the show, so let me ask you some questions, because I've wondered these myself, and maybe you don't have the answer.
Brad's not a lawyer, but his hobby is to read the law.
Right, which is probably
very strange.
Not what lawyers do.
Yeah. No, lawyers have a lot more fun than I do.
But, I'm kind of curious on this. Now, to make alcohol illegal, they felt it necessary to modify the Constitution, to amend the Constitution in order to make it illegal.
Boy, did they learn their lesson there, because they didn't want to do that again.
Right. So one would assume that in order to have that power to make marijuana illegal, that the federal government would in fact have to do that too. They would have to modify the Constitution in the same way that they modified the Constitution to make alcohol illegal, that they would have had to amend the Constitution to make marijuana illegal.
One would think.
Now,
if there were any consistency,
I would understand that marijuana isn't in fact illegal, that it's illegal to sell marijuana without a federal tax stamp.
No, there are simple possession penalties under federal law for just if you're smoking a joint, mm-hmm. and an ATF agent happens to walk by you at Walmart, they can arrest you because by standing there smoking a joint, the Supreme Court says you're affecting interstate commerce.
I gotcha, but does it have to do with the tax stamp or not? I heard there was
no,
a
mention.
No,
the tax stamp was the original method of regulating,
and a pretty good one. I mean, if from a constitutional standpoint, if they just create a stamp that they don't give out, that then and you are selling without the stamp, then you're not actually breaking. Then they haven't done what they didn't do in the case of alcohol, which is violate the Constitution. They've just created a stamp that they're not giving out.
Well, the courts now say that the power to regulate commerce is the power to prohibit it. So. Mm. I wouldn't object if the federal government, based on the Constitution, if they were arresting people for the actual shipping across state lines, because that to me seems a lot more related than someone growing marijuana in their house. I think this was in New Mexico in 2005, or 2005 is when the decision came out. But what the courts say is, because if you grow pot in your house and you smoke it, because you're smoking your own pot, you're not going out to buy it, and because you are not engaging in commerce, that is affecting the market. So it's all of these things that...
It's a negative.
The federal government was never supposed to have this much power. It was never supposed to have general police power. The Commerce Clause was supposed to be about keeping states from enacting tariffs on each other, but it's what they've used to justify the entire war on drugs.
Calderon, by the way, was joined on Monday by leaders of Belize, Honduras, and Costa Rica in calling for the Organization of American States to study the impact of the new laws in the U.S. and saying the United Nations General Assembly should hold a special session on prohibition of drugs, not just cannabis, but prohibition of drugs, by 2015 at the latest. So, interesting change of tone that you're hearing come from Mexico's president, because it wasn't too long ago that, and I don't know if it was this same Felipe Calderon or the guy
Vicente
before
Fox.
Him, Vicente Fox. But it wasn't long ago where the Mexican government was ready to lick the boot of the U.S. federal government and do whatever it is they were told to do. And now here they are saying, well, maybe we need to rethink this thing.
Well, I can see why they would say it. I mean, you know, from their standpoint, well, it looks like those states have enacted their right as United States, parts of the United States, to enact their own laws. So I guess that's okay. What they don't understand is the federal government's going to put a lot of pressure on those states, too, and it should be interesting to see what happens.
As it becomes more and more popular, a lot of the people who never spoke out to end prohibition are going to start coming out of the woodwork.
I imagine you're right about that. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to speak out on whatever's on your mind. Take control. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.